The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun.
You're plugged into the Trump phenomenon.
A country boy can survive.
And this is your host, James Kelso, right here. Here on December 17th, just looking at my computer, 2018, actually surrounded by computers here. And on one of them, on this big screen right in front of me, your message board. So if you want to call into the show at 800-313-9443, I'll see whatever name you provide the engineer and whatever location you choose to use. And I'll call you up on the show here and get your wisdom and insights into the latest goings-on in the world of the Trump phenomenon. Which there were remarkable things today. Wow. So we'll try to cover what we can in 60 minutes. Let's see, where to start? What should we talk about? Let me make sure I've got rid of the preliminaries here. We've got the date, the show. It's a live show, let you know that right there, which you can tell each time I make a flub. No editing here. And... remarkable things that happened today in the Trump phenomenon. James Comey, this raton, he is a rat. He talks about that use of that term. Michael Cohen, of course, is a rat. Rob the raton. I change his name so often, I can't remember. Rodenstein. it's Rosenstein as his actual name. Actually, a major national figure actually spoke. I think he heard the show and he said Rodenstein. Anyway, Rodney the Raton Rodenstein. James Comey. What a piece of work this person is. But he testified before the two combined House committees today, would not answer questions, did exactly what he did last week when he dodged 245 questions he dodged more than 245 questions. He gave the I don't know, I don't recall, I don't have that information answer on 245 questions. There were other questions on which he said, on advice of counsel, I declined to answer that question. I don't know how many times that happened. But this James the Mouth Comey, who can't talk enough on TV and his speaking tour, and who's famous for having a photographic memory and is famous for being a hands-on, detail-oriented, what's the word for a guy like this? He doesn't delegate. He goes in there and he does it all himself. But all of a sudden, when he gets in front of guys like Jim Jordan or Mark Meadows, he can't remember. His memory fails him when these guys ask key questions of this one of the worst figures ever in American history, James Comey. But so we'll play some of his stuff. It's breathtaking what he says. And it's really, you know, it's really coming down to the wire here. The matchup between Donald Trump and James Comey. So we'll talk about the Comey testimony or lack thereof today. But what he said in the hallway after to journalists like Catherine Herridge of Fox News. Unbelievable, the things that he said out in the hallway. Then another story that's very encouraging. Michael Flynn. Wow. What an amazing thing is going on with Mike Flynn. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn This is a little bit complicated, so bear with me, because the complexity of it is necessary to understand its importance. Mike Flynn, who was set up, who was framed, who was perjury trapped by another retone, Barry Abad Mueller, and his attack, his evil attack dogs, people like Andy Weissman and Peter Strzok, who was working for the retone Mueller, and Lisa Page was also working for Mueller, I believe, and Hillary Clinton's own attorney, Jeannie Rhee, if I'm remembering her name right, she's also working for Mueller. You can't make this stuff up. I'll have to play the, here's some theme music for tonight's show. You really can't make this stuff up. It's that bad.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
That's where we are, folks. We are definitely in the Twilight Zone with people like Comey and Mueller. But here's some great news. Flynn was the sentencing report from the KGB agent, Bob Mueller, went over to, was turned in. And in it was a recommendation that there be no prison sentence, no punishment for Mike Flynn. And it said, because he's been such a wonderful cooperator, he's provided much really valuable information. This guy's been great. We love him. Don't punish him. Mike Flynn, we love him. You know, why does that? Now, that came out from Barry Bob Mueller, who's wrecked this guy's life. All of a sudden, he's in love with him. They're smooching, or he's smooching. After he wrecks the guy's life, he loses his house, he loses all his money, he threatens his son, kicks him in the balls, but now he's praising him. What's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on, folks. Barry Bob Mueller, Andy Weissman, Jeannie Rhee, and their attack dogs, their vicious Democrat attack dogs, were caught with their pants down, framing a great American, Mike Flynn. And so they're trying to shuffle him off. They're trying to keep him quiet and get him to just go away. No punishment, no nothing. And hope he just goes away to the ruin and the shambles and the debris that's the rest of his life and just disappear. Well, and they're hoping that Mike Flynn will take that, because it says no punishment. So Mike Flynn's going, oh, okay, I'll just shut up and I'll take that. And by the way, it says in his plea agreement and in the sentencing memo, it says that he is, that all this lenience, from Bob Mueller is contingent upon his accepting his complete responsibility. Mike Flynn accepting complete responsibility. In other words, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. Well, what did Mike Flynn do? This is wonderful, folks. This man's a patriot. This man's a hero. He's exactly the man that we thought he was. He said, to hell with that. Mike Flynn and his attorneys came into the judge that's now in charge of his case, Emmett Sullivan, a black judge appointed by Ronald Reagan, a very independent-minded judge who sits on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. He came in, his attorneys, Flynn's attorneys came in, with additional, I forget what the legal term was, but they came in with a memorandum or a submission of additional facts. And they, what their additional facts were, we are contending that Barry Bob Mueller coerced, arm-twisted, threatened, intimidated our client, Mike Flynn, with dirty, illegal, unethical tactics, And that's how he got the guilty plea. Whoa! And Emmett Sullivan lit up like a Roman candle. He said, all right, give me... He demanded from Mueller, I want to see all the documents upon which you have based your investigation of Mike Flynn. I want to see all the documents, all the communications. So Mueller did turn over some of them. And here's what we're looking at. Mike Flynn might take Bob Mueller to the cleaners. Flynn's not being a good boy and going away. He's fighting back. And by the way, this is at great peril to himself because his sentencing, I think it's, is it tomorrow? The sentencing for Mike Flynn, he's taking a big chance that Mueller will come back into court and say, okay, throw him in jail. Throw him in jail. Well, we're not in love with him anymore. Throw him in jail for 5 years and fine him $1 million. So Mike Flynn, a courageous 33-year Army man, combat veteran that he is, he's still in combat. He's still a patriot. He's fighting back against Bob Mueller. And I'll tell you what, if Emmett Sullivan, the judge, does the right thing, he may take Bob Mueller apart. He may sanction Bob Mueller. Throw out the Flynn case. Throw it out. Not accept the guilty plea. Vacate the guilty plea. And he will do it. There's a term I'm not that familiar, but the term is sua sponte. Sua sponte. I heard Jeanine Pirro using it. She's an attorney. He's going to do it on his own. On his own say-so as a judge. I'm going to vacate this man's plea. He's not guilty. He got framed. You're an SOB, Bob Mueller. And I'm a judge. And I want you to go to prison. I want you to be sanctioned. I want you to lose your law license. And all of your cronies, I want you to all lose your law licenses and never enter a courtroom again. That judge has that power. He can say that. And he just might, folks. It's that exciting. That exciting. And I'll tell you what. I heard today on television, I heard people like Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa. Boy, is he saying great things. I don't like Judge Napolitano because of the mealy-mouth things he's been saying lately. But today, it's as if maybe this is waking up even Judge Andrew Napolitano as to how corrupt and bad this is. Because here's what I heard Napolitano say today. Listen carefully. This is an amazing statement. These are important people. Daryl Issa, this is a big guy. You know, Joe DiGenova, when he says the same sort of things, he's a big guy. Right? So here's what Napolitano said today. The host, the Fox host, said, well, I guess the moral of the story here is don't lie to the FBI. This host just didn't get it. But Mike Flynn lied. And, you know, no, he didn't. It's amazing how propaganda works. All these people believe Mike Flynn lied. He didn't lie. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't even spit. He didn't even chew gum in class. He did nothing wrong. Nothing, nothing, zero, nothing. Not a little thing, nothing. He was coerced, threatened, blackmailed into pleading guilty so they wouldn't go after his children, his son. Wouldn't further go after the money. They bankrupted him. He couldn't even afford an attorney anymore. How do you go into a court against Barry or Bob Mueller without an attorney? So he pled guilty just to end the ordeal. Exactly what somebody in a torture chamber on the rack does. What do you want me to say? I'll say it. Stop pulling my arms out of their sockets. What do you want me to say? I'll sign it. That's what they did to Mike Flynn. And that's why when another very important person, Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee said, I wrote it down somewhere. I'll find it. But he said, we live in a third world dictatorship. Yeah, we live in a third world dictatorship on the Pirro show on Saturday. Now, here's what Napolitano said. Listen to this. When the host said, well, I guess the lesson is don't lie to the FBI. Napolitano was, you know, getting a little frustrated, you know, trying to explain to her he didn't lie to the FBI. That's not the problem. And then Napolitano, I couldn't believe I heard these words from Napolitano's lips. It's just as if he's finally getting it, how bad this is. He said, no, the lesson's not don't lie to the FBI. He said the lesson is never talk to the FBI. Can you believe that? A judge saying that? Never talk to the FBI. In other words, it's so rotten. It's so corrupt. It's so dirty that the premier law enforcement agency of the United States, the supposed champions of justice and law and order, Andrew Napolitano, a judge who in years past would have been very sympathetic to the FBI, says, damn it, don't even talk to these people. That's the lesson. Wow. That's how late in the day it is, folks. That's how far down the toilet this country has gone. Wow. So this, folks, this battle is not just epic. This is the biggest battle in American history. And let's listen to James Comey today. This guy is a piece of work. Unbelievable. And he illustrates something about evil. Evil has this remarkable, this is true of sociopaths. Sociopaths have this remarkable ability to appear that they're not even conscious of their own evil, so that they can smile. They can. They don't have any of the outward signs of lying. It's one of the reasons they're so effective as wrecking balls in society. Here he is. Here's a sociopath, James Comey. Listen to what he says today in the hallway after he lied, prevaricated, and obfuscated, and refused to answer today in the House of Representatives, the hearing room. Let me find my spot here. Hang on. This is Catherine Herridge asking him a question. Boy, there's so many. Here it is. 4 minutes into it. Catherine Herridge asks him. Well, you'll hear it. Listen.
Director Comey, the FBI's reputation has taken a big hit over the last year. Do you share any of the responsibility for that?
No. The FBI.
Notice, no pause on that. Very quick, very quick. No, I have nothing. I haven't damaged the reputation of the FBI. Not at all.
Its reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly.
Projection, another sociopathic trait. It's not Comey that's done this. It's the other guy. It's Donald Trump. He's the one that's hurt the reputation of the FBI. He and his acolytes.
And in the face of those lies, a whole lot of good people who watch your network believe that nonsense. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually, but that damage has nothing to do with me.
When did you first learn about the Steele dossier?
So, there you go. And let me give you another one. Listen to this one. Listen to this, again, sociopathic behavior. Here he is. He's asked by another reporter, and a good sign, these reporters are actually asking pertinent questions. They're finally drilling down to the detail here of the evil that Comey has perpetrated. Let me get you another one here and you'll hear it. Listen to when he laughs at a reporter.
When investigation has been interview has been carried out, has come under a lot of criticism. In your view, should that have been handled any differently? How do you defend it from the criticism that this interview didn't happen?
Think of what's happened to the Republican Party. They're up here attacking the FBI's investigation of a guy who pled guilty.
He says, oh, come on, pretending he's actually, come on. The Republican Party is up here attacking. We'll be right back with more of this battle. Stay tuned.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would.
Hey, we're back, folks.
The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really
over? Are the good times really over for good? And I'm looking here for my my call board. Hang on just a second. Skype keeps changing its format. And, well, let's see here. Oh, boy, they keep messing around with it. Okay, here we go. Maybe. All right, I can see my message board. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Let's look at a couple of stories here. I mentioned Daryl Issa, Judge Napolitano, Mike Flynn, Comey in the hallway, and Judge Emmett Sullivan. Let's look at some other stories that are happening right now. Of course, there's the confrontation over the wall. And thank goodness. Boy, I hope he hangs on. I hope Donald Trump hangs on for the government shutdown. $5 billion for the wall. Folks, that is chump change to the United States federal government. Chump change. This is nothing. It's enough to build only 250 some miles of wall. We need 2,000 miles. Bare minimum, 1,000. $5 billion is, and $5 billion as an amount is, does somebody out there know what the price of an aircraft carrier is? I think it's at least $5 billion for an aircraft carrier. We have 12 of them. The bank bailout many years ago, you know, the dollar was worth a lot more then, was $2 trillion. That was the bank bailout. Congress had no problem with that. Chuck Schumer had no problem with $2 trillion for the banks. $2 trillion, folks. Remember, a trillion is 1,000 billion. So 2,000 billion, no problem. Bailout for the banks. The defense budget, which is a more legitimate expense, over $700 billion a year. $700 more than. In fact, that $5 billion could just be, you know, sort of the last digit in a defense budget. It's not even 1% of the defense budget. And what is a wall designed to do? Let's see. Let's think about this for a second. Remember, we're in the twilight zone. So, you know, thinking is not something that really happens in here. But let's just try for a moment.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Now, little did I know when I was a little boy that I was getting ready, that Rod Serling was getting me ready for my later life as an older man. He was getting me ready to actually live in the Twilight Zone. And here we are. What is the purpose of a wall? Why does the Vatican, for example, I forget what the size of the wall is at the Vatican. It's over 40 feet. It's one of the largest walls in the world. Why did the Vatican build a wall around the Vatican? Well, they built a wall because Muslims, oh yes, those guys, Muslims were regularly invading Italy, crossing in their fleet, which commanded the Mediterranean Sea, which they used to kidnap over a million white people. Yes, over a million white people kidnapped, either murdered, raped, or enslaved to Muslim North Africans. Well, they attacked the Vatican several times. And the Vatican finally realized, you know, we better build a wall. And the wall actually ended up working. A huge wall around the Vatican, which is its own mini state right now. It actually has the status of a nation, a mini state inside of Italy. But the Pope's all against walls. They're, as Nancy Pelosi says, they're immoral. Well, that's to people who really are denizens of the Twilight Zone. But those of us who have to submit, we'll come right back with more Twilight Zone right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. And we've got Dr. Kelly on the phone. Philip in Florida called a while ago, and we lost you, Philip. If you want to call back in, please do so. I'll put you on the air. I'm looking at a picture of the Vatican Wall, and folks, this thing is humongous. Let me just look at it more closely here. This wall is so big that trees next to it, the tops of trees don't go halfway up the wall. It's huge. If you were standing on the ground, you couldn't throw a golf ball over the wall. You couldn't get it to go that high. And they're very, very thick. And you know how many people, this is a wall that's more than 30 feet tall. This base is probably 20 feet thick compared to our border barrier, which is, you know, a foot thick, if that, 20 feet tall. 30 feet tall, perforated. You can see through it. It's just a grill. It's puny compared to the Vatican Wall. How many people are protected by our wall? 320 million. How many people are protected by the Vatican wall? Which was, by the way, it was a matter of life or death. The Muslims were raiding the Vatican and were stealing the gold, stealing all the, raiding the churches, burning, raping, stealing. It's a matter of life or death. How many people reside in the Vatican City? Call it home. It's their home address. This huge wall, many times bigger than the wall that Donald Trump wants to build. 1,000 people, folks. That wall is there to protect 1,000 people, not 320 million. And the same guy who resides behind that wall, he's going to lecture us about the immorality of our wanting a wall. It's like Dianne Feinstein, who says, you know, we got to have gun control. You can't have guns, as she drives around the town in her car loaded with guys who are packing guns. True of all of these congressmen and women and so on, all these left wingers, they've all got bodyguards. They're all packing. But not for you. No Second Amendment for you. All right, let's go to Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, thank you so much for taking calls and doing all the work that you do, and I really appreciate you. And I was thinking about possibly retiring this year, and I heard the good news today about the Obamacare fraud being overturned, and I'm super excited about that. And, you know, I just want people to reach out to their local colleges, whether you've got a dental school or a chiropractic college or a good medical school, maybe a good law school, and just support those kids and point them in the right direction. You know, teach them what the forefathers did, and they did it all by candlelight. And Merry Christmas and happy holidays to the good men and women in the Congress and in the Senate who are supporting Donald Trump.
Well, yes, you know, this, what a time to be alive, Dr. Kelly. It's just everything about our world is being decided. The future of not just, of course, you and I, and I know you're just like myself. Your fundamental concern is not what, you know, what will become of me, poor Kelso, you know, in my remaining years here in this formerly great land. The concern is for future people that you and I aren't going to be able to help. You know, it's terrifying to think, are we leaving this to our descendants and the descendants of our, you know, our greater family? Are these young people going to have to deal with this? And what are they going to say? And in fact, you know what? James Comey, and this is this matter of projection and sociopathy. James Comey, in this hallway interview that I described to you, he actually projecting, he actually flips it over and he says, future generations will ask, you know, will ask what we were doing at this time. He flips it around. He's the criminal. He's the wrongdoer. Let me play just a little bit more of what he was saying here. I'm just going to jump in just about anywhere. Listen to what this guy says.
Democrats, this is about what does it mean to be an American? What are the things that we care about above our policy disputes, which are important? There's a set of values that represent the glue of this country, and they are under attack by things just like that. We have to stop being numb to it. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you need to stand on your feet, overcome your shame, and say something.
Do you feel like there was any legitimate investigative value to what happened here today, or was this just a political exercise?
Okay, now, let's go back a little earlier. This is breathtaking, folks. Let me start. Here's the beginning.
Here's Jim Comey in Capitol Hill speaking
now. Emails and the Steele dossier. This, while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country, how does that make any sense at all? Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter, the words of a president matter, the rule of law matters, and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today? At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base.
Fear of Fox News. Fear of their base. As I'm telling you, folks, we are fully in the twilight zone. We are, you know, we're swimming in the twilight zone. When you can hear this criminal, this guy who perpetrated, this guy was running the insurance policy that James Strzok and Lisa Page were texting back and forth about, and which, by the way, who just conveniently lost, deleted all the information off of these two invaluable phones. Bury a Bob Mueller, the head investigator, destroying evidence. Come on, you go to prison for a long time for doing that. That's exactly what Hillary did. But bury a Bob Mueller does the same thing. The patriots in the House said, we want this information. We want these documents. And we hear from Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, that he's been informed that the data doesn't exist anymore because it was destroyed by Bob Mueller. Here's some more of this. If you can take it, here's some more.
Fear of mean tweets.
Fear of mean tweets.
Stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement, but stand up and speak the truth. I find it frustrating to be here answering questions about things that are far less important than the values that this country is built upon. Happy to take your questions.
What impact is it?
Dr. Kelly, you know, and, you know, here's the sad part of this, Dr. Kelly. Millions of Americans saw that on their TV sets tonight and believed it. And that's
there's no cure for that, Kelso. There's no cure for that terminal stupidity, you know, ignorance. God bless you. You haven't been taught yet.
Yes, there is. That does exist. But more, you know, alarming to you and to me is that, you know, our fellow patriots, you know, the good people of the country that gave birth to you and to me, they're good people and they're smart people. But if you get nothing but that kind of crap, if that's what you get, just a steady diet of crap, it's understandable that you're going to get it wrong. And you're going to believe some of this stuff. That was George Orwell's point in 1948 when he wrote 1984, is that was his point. If you have control over the information, meaning the media, that's the choke point. That's where they've got you, folks. If they've got control over the media, then they can control your, even if you're a good person, a smart person, a patriot, they can control your thinking. God, that's scary. And and I like what Mike Huckabee said yesterday when he said, he talk about scary. Huckabee said, this scares the pants off of me that we live in a third world dictatorship. Mike Huckabee said that, not Kelso. This major figure in American history, governor, presidential candidate, and Napolitano, as bad as he sometimes is today, my God. What, imagine what it took for Napolitano to say, no, the lesson is not don't lie to the FBI. It's don't even talk to them. Wow. That's how bad it's gotten. And that's what Donald Trump is fighting. And the reason that James Comey is so cocky standing there is that he knows he has the deep state still behind him. All that force, all that power. James Comey is standing there as if saying to himself, and you know what? I think he's right. My group is more powerful than you, Donald Trump. I'm not that scared of you, Donald Trump. Yes, you're the president of the United States, but my force, my team, the deep state, these SOBs running the Mueller investigation, defended by the Schumers and the Pelosis, my team, we don't have a star player like you, Donald Trump. Yes, you're the Babe Ruth and the Lou Gehrig of politics, but our team, our bench is deeper than yours. We can outlast you. We can wear you out. You know, we'll injure you. We'll spike you. You know, we'll slide in spikes up into you, and we'll take you out of the game. That's why Comey is smiling. That's why Mueller doesn't appear to be. You know, Mueller just, you know, another day at the office, another life destroyed. So, wow. And that's what all these little shows like ours here, people like Joe DeGeneva and his wife, Victoria Tensing, This is the resistance. This is the fight back. So this is an incredible battle that we're in. So tomorrow's going to be a big day. Watch for this. I believe Mike Flynn gets his sentence. Watch what Judge Emmett Sullivan does. This could be a huge event tomorrow. Let's hope it is. Then, of course, the other huge event we're all staying tuned for is what does Trump do in the showdown, the shutdown showdown with Schumer and Pelosi? How is this going to come out? Every 24 hours is, a nail-biting experience.
Yeah, shut the government down and build the wall up.
Yeah, now, of course, the government shutdown is only a quarter of the government that's not funded. Three-quarters of it, like the Department of Defense and most of the government, is fully funded. There's no shutdown. Apparently, the Agriculture Department might have to, send people home. They all get paid. It's, the lying media. Oh, people aren't going to be able to. Oh, they're not going to get their paycheck. Yes, they are. They're going to get their paycheck a couple weeks late. And these people are very well, all the bureaucrats in the government. Do you think there are any people in the government bureaucracy that are hard up or can't make their payments or live from paycheck to paycheck? I don't think so, folks. They're getting fat on the lard of the nation. These people are not the lard of the nation. They are fattening themselves on the nation. They all have good bank accounts and great jobs. These people make six-figure salaries, many of them. So, no, they're not going to suffer. There's no real shutdown. It just means that the door at the Agriculture Department office will be closed for a short time. So there's actually no real shutdown. We'll see what. My gosh, Donald Trump's got to get this wall. I don't know how we're going to do it. I love, and folks, he's trying as hard as he can. One of the things he's exploring is, am I really the president, he's asking. Am I really the commander-in-chief? Can I order the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and the Army Corps of Engineers, who supposedly take commands from me, can I order them to build a wall on the border? Can I order them to do what the Department of Defense is supposed to do, which is defend the country?
Yes.
Well, but I can't. You see, that's what he's finding out. I was elected president, but they have neutralized me. They've surrounded me. They've frozen me. I can't order my own military to do things. I don't have an attorney general. I don't have a Department of Justice. I'm sitting here at my desk in the Oval Office. I'm trying to figure out what I can do. So this incredible, great man is not wilting under the pressure. He keeps coming back for more every day. So what's he going to do here with this wall? I don't know. Something brilliant, something good. But, we can encourage him. We can back him up. But there has to be a wall. Duh! If you don't have a wall, and I love what Stephen Miller said. This guy from Santa Monica High School and many other, of course, he did more. He went beyond where I used to live. But I love what Stephen Miller is saying. Beautifully said, if you don't have a wall, if you can't control your border, you don't have a nation. Here, let's go back to this. This is our theme for tonight, folks. Some of us grew up with this. We thought it was fiction. When we were little kids.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
Comey.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance.
And
of
BS.
Things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Yes, it's a world of shadows. It's also a world of bullshit. Once in a while, we've got to use that French technical term, folks, because we have to laugh a little bit. We can't scare each other into immobility. We've got to be able to laugh, and thank God, some of us are able to laugh. And Donald Trump, by the way, is one of those people. That's one of the reasons he's been so effective, is that this guy, He is not afraid of the fight, and he is like Joe DiGenova. Joe DiGenova is another example of a guy with an incredible sense of humor, an incredible warrior. But yes, he's able to laugh, and you got to be able to do that. So, anyway, thank you, Dr. Kelly, and we'll see you. We'll see you again tomorrow night.
Right on.
Take care. Let's see here. In our closing moments here, we've got one more segment of the show. If you want to call in, it would still be possible to get a call in. So if you, we'll see you on the other side of this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call
Welcome
me
back,
a good-time
folks.
Fella. I ain't
and
working.
We've got
I ain't a yellow
one more caller for our last segment. We've got Ole in Sverige, far off Sweden. Let's wait for the music to fade down, Ole. And there he is in Sweden. Yep. Ole, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I hope Donald Trump does build a wall in the next 2 years, because if he doesn't, I think it would be bad if he runs for president again. Although there's really no Democrat that could even beat him right now, not on the, I haven't heard about anyone that would actually.
Well, only here's the, and by the way, tonight I'm going to, I just bought a bottle of something folks called Glog, G-L-O-G-G, which is a Swedish drink with cinnamon and clove and lemon and apple juice. It's delicious. Non-alcoholic. I'll be drinking some Glog tonight to celebrate.
Glug. You ever heard of Glug? It's called Glug.
Glug. Glug.
Yeah, it's called Glug in Swedish, but it's okay to say Glug.
Okay, well, I'll say it the right way now, because the people I'm going to be drinking it with are Swedes and Norskies. Up here in North Dakota, we got lots of Norwegians and Swedes up here. I'm part Norwegian and Swedish myself. So,
do you have any Finns there?
In Sweden?
The Finns. No, in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah. 30% of North Dakota is Norwegian. 30%. I mean, we are. But now, say it again for me. Say glug for me again, this right way in Swedish.
Glug.
Glug. Okay, I'm going to take it over
glug,
to some friends.
That's right.
Right after the show tonight.
You can also put the almonds in it. You can put almonds in it if you. We drink it warm here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's so, folks, well done to you Swedes out there. Well done with your Sverige Demokraterna political party, which is like a Trump political party. Folks, Patriots.
Well, the thing of it is they won't get enough. They don't have. There's two blocks of political parties in the parliament here, and it's two groups. It's one is Social Democrats and the Green Party and the left party, which used to be the old Communist Party. And then on the right, you had the moderates, which are a little bit conservative. Then you had the liberals, which are terrible, I think. And then you had the center party, it's called, and that was the old Farmers Party. And then the Swedish Democrats are right all, you know, they're in sort of not in the middle, but on the side, because they don't want to work with them. But they do have enough mandates to swing it. I hope there's a new election, because the last poll here was, they were up to 20%.
Yes,
and
all
there were two parties that could even.
Yes, and the Trump phenomenon sweeping the world and all the European nations. Ole, please call again, and we'll share some glug together.
Okay, good luck with the glug.
Thank you, glug, glug.
See you.
So long,
bye.
Folks. See you tomorrow.
Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.